Hey guys, welcome back to Royalcast, and we're just gonna go straight into the conversation because this shit was hilarious as fuck. And I know it's a little bit late, but it will be out this week. We had to do a couple of things, but it will be out. I hope you enjoy, and let's get it started. Yo,
what's goody?
I'm so full.
What did you eat?
That chicken and broccoli filled me up. I ate that whole entire small order.
El diablo. No, es que tú estabas hangry, mija. Tú estabas hangry.
I was hangry to the max.
Hangry. No está Drew.
Oh, he's in his room. He was watching, Fistful, is Woo Assassin?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, the shit was lit. I'm not gonna lie, it was lit. I saw it in my room without a crowd, you know?
Oh, she's like, I'll be watching it, but minus all the humans in here.
Mm-hmm. They watch it in the living room.
Oh.
All I heard was like the big rumble and shit. I'm like, the fuck they watching?
De que hay un terremoto en Nueva York, señores.
Right. I will be surprised. I think we had an earthquake over here.
I think we did, but it was gone a couple long ago.
No, didn't we? I think that was a power outage.
Yeah, it was a power outage. Me, how about to be like,
I wasn't here for that one.
I'm about to be like, girl, what? ¿Qué temblor? ¿Dónde estaba yo?
Yo, I was in California.
Oh, damn.
When that shit happened, I think it was downtown Manhattan.
Oh.
And we was watching the news. It was like, yo, how's your power outage over there?
Mila, how y'all doing?
We got central AC, bitch.
Del diablo.
And y'all over there heating up.
Dice, déjame yo tirarme una foto real quick. Click. Mira, mom.
But I can't say shit because we had a 7.1 earthquake.
Oh, nah. Yo estoy bien. I prefer power outage. Thank you.
It was, yo, I remember, I think Andrew was, my mom was pregnant with Andrew. That's when the huge power outage happened. Talking about train, everything.
I think I remember that one because we were still living in Queens when that one happened.
Yo, I was still living here.
Damn. Coño, yo me estoy sintiendo como media anciana, cat, coño.
Yeah, I was here.
Shit, your brother wasn't even out of the womb yet, and my brother was walking
with my mom. How the police were trying to get her to the hospital, she said, nope, I'm walking my ass home. What the fuck you talking about?
What in the hell?
And she, I think, was she at her college or was she at her job? She was either in one, and that was like a lot of miles. I'm like, you brave.
No, not shorty. Mm-mm. That's like my mom. She was like, oh no, con ustedes, yo lo parí sin drogas, sin medicamentos, sin nada. Digo, yo, ¿qué? Mm-mm. Sin droga, sin nada. No, nada más faltaba que tú, that she would have told me. ¡Achú! Y ya salió el muchacho también. No, eso es lo único que faltaba.
Yeah.
Bro.
I felt bad for the people in that train, though, because that train was reckless during that time.
Imagine.
The graffitis and shit.
Imagine no AC, no power, no nothing. Bueno, todo ese grajo encendido.
Black. And they had to get out of the train, like, literally walk the train tracks to go up.
Oh, nah, y'all walling for respect. If y'all think I'm gonna be walking... If I'm gonna be walking around with Ratatouille in the fucking train tracks. Oh, nah, y'all... Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Ratatouille was like, why y'all stepping in my house right now?
Yeah, like, y'all are in my territory. What's going on here? What is this?
What y'all did outside the world?
Yo, that ass, like, excuse me, I ain't invite y'all. Why y'all in my territory?
Yo, that shit was funny. And I, What was I doing? I was watching because I was in my grandma's house, and you know, grandma's house, you don't got the cable.
Oh, nah.
You got the regular channels.
You got them regular channels con la maldita antena del diablo.
Eso. And then you got PBS Kids, which was lit back then because I was watching my Dragon's Tales.
Girl, Dragon Tales, Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, Arthur.
Girl, you already know.
And then I think it was in the morning, it used to be Caillou.
Girl, I was just about to say, mention my little guy Caillou.
Yeah, with his fucking bold ass head. Which I never got how he was bald and his father had full head of hair.
You didn't hear the fucking stories. Yo, it's always every time we grow up that they be fucking up the goddamn childhood TV shows.
Is either she cheated or he was adopted?
No, que tenía cáncer el tiguerito.
Why y'all gotta make it so depressing,
though? Yo. Because remember, then she got pregnant and had his little sister, and she had a whole full head of hair.
That's what...
Damn. Exactly.
Damn, y todavía está vivo porque el diablo. ¿Qué cáncer es?
De que todavía está vivo, pero
dime el secreto, señor, porque
no le va a crecer el pelo el tiguerito, pero todavía está vivo.
Porque está vivo.
Es lo mismo con todo el mundo preguntando about Little Bill. Like, yo, where his hair at though?
Yo, for real, where his hair at though? That's well, I can't lie because his father is bald.
Well, that too, but yo, like, come on. But he's young as hell. Like, what happened in the womb? Like, excuse me. He hasn't even hit puberty yet, and he ain't got no hair.
You made it, you know what I'm
saying? They got me all the way fucked up, bro.
I've been listening to, like, the cartoon stories. Now when I'm older, I'm like, good thing I didn't hear this shit when I was young, because it was
dead ass. Like, you know how there's, like in Looney Tunes, Tweety, everyone always thought Tweety was a girl. Tweety is a boy.
I must just say that's a girl.
But in theory, eso es lo que todo el mundo, eso es lo que yo pensaba. Yo pensaba que Tweety era hembra.
You want to go on the podcast?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But guess who's Deji fighting?
I guess it's you.
Alex Wasabi.
What's goody, Drew?
Oh, get on the thing. Let's go.
Okay. Can I get, like, a couple?
Diablo, no se va con el chocolate aquí en paz. Hasta eso me quieren robar, coño.
Dije, no me dejan vivir.
Yo, can I get some more?
Dije, no me dejan vivir en este mundo. No me dejan tener lo que es mío propio.
Yo, literally.
I'm dead. Yo,
can I get some?
No.
And I'm eating, and the fact that I don't like this chocolate, but I'm just eating.
¿Qué chocolate?
I hate dark chocolate with the whole fucking passion.
Girl, me too. Ew, and why are you eating it?
And he gave me a whole fucking box. Not even a box. This is like a bag.
Oh, yeah, like a little pouch.
What's goody?
What's good?
We're talking about depressing childhood stories. Caillou had cancer.
Oh, yeah.
That man needs to tell us a secret because he's still alive.
He was alive for, like, my whole childhood. How did he die?
He's still alive. Oh, I think he got to come back on him. But, yeah, that man needs to tell us a secret, though.
Yeah, he been alive for a long time.
More than a long time.
And I think they still giving his show too.
Yeah, at the same age.
He never grew up.
The only thing I saw him grow up was when somebody made like a reboot.
Yeah.
That reboot when he was younger. And then I think one of the, he had like mental issues.
I didn't see that one.
And he just started talking. I'm like, damn, Caillou, where you landed out? Why? Esa droga son fuerte.
Now you were lagging for me for a little bit, but yeah. You need to tell us a secret now. Hello? What other shows? Yep.
Other shows? I heard about the one with the Rugrats.
I heard something about Peter Pan. That the
I heard the Peter Pan one, that he's a kidnapper.
Not the kids and the pirate or whatever.
Is the pirate protecting the kids. Yeah, Captain Hook is the one trying to protect them from Peter Pan's evil hand because he just wants to kidnap them. And I think something about eating them, I don't know.
Yeah. Is that a lot of shit with Disney that they just be, I don't know.
Oh, the one with SpongeBob?
The one with SpongeBob.
Basically, what happened to, the Suicide Squidward tape that they had and they had to retake it back because it was literally Squidward committing suicide.
Oh, I never seen that one.
And apparently, if they said it was cursed because that same day that producers watched it, some of them got mentally ill. One of them did commit suicide. What the? I was like, I ain't watching that shit. The fuck?
Nah, that's kind of crazy.
That's what I said. I was like, ¿De dónde diablo?
No wonder Nina told Chris not to watch it when he was little.
Oh, I don't know why she told him not to watch. Probably because they did make SpongeBob stupid.
Yeah. But she said something about it's inappropriate. I don't know.
It's inappropriate if your mind is inappropriate, to be honest with me. Like, if you make it inappropriate in your head, it is inappropriate. But it's a kid show.
Oh, yeah.
That's why a lot of people are like, oh, it's inappropriate. That's because you make it inappropriate. Because when I saw it, it was not inappropriate. I was having fucking lifetime. But then people started making it inappropriate, and it's like, people are the one that make it like that.
Yeah.
But I was talking with SpongeBob. The Rugrats one was the one that fucking...
I never heard the Rugrats one.
Apparently, Tommy and all the kids actually passed away
when they
were little. And every single time they have, like, adventures and stuff like that, it's basically him, remembering all the memories that they had together. I was like, why you gotta kill the kids like that? Like, bro. I was having so much fun. And then they actually, like, state how they all died.
How? Wait, they did?
Yeah. It was brutal. I was like, damn. Good thing I didn't hear that shit when I was little.
Facts.
Because I was watching all their fucking shows. Angelica was my bitch.
And what? She's supposed to be dead?
She was dead too.
Yo.
And she, apparently she had mental issues, something like that. Because of the death of the babies. I was like, listen, ma'am. Leave my Rugrats when they were babies. Nah,
but there's a lot of shit behind these shows, though, that nobody knows.
Basically, the meaning that comes out of them. Hey, coño.
Especially, I don't know.
I'm trying
to. So, you heard March 16th, they're putting all the Netflix shows on Disney Plus?
What are they doing? What?
All the Marvel shows on Netflix are moving to Disney Plus March 16th.
Oh, I thought they were going to be taken off.
Yeah, from Netflix.
Oh, so I thought they were being taken off from Disney Plus.
No, no, no. All the, like, Daredevil, all that stuff is going to Disney Plus now.
Yeah, because technically Marvel is Disney.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing different. They should put it there, though.
Supposedly, some people about to die in Thor. I don't know.
Hello?
Don't be talking shit about Thor.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo.
Oh, I'm like, what the hell? Yo estoy hablando y hablando. And I'm like, es que no me oyen.
But I'm like, yo, where Mel went? Like, she disappeared from thin air.
I'm like,
we already were talking about different fucking shows.
I was here. I was listening. And I'm like, yo, pero ¿por qué no me oyen? Yo estoy hablando. And it's like, they're not, like, cats talking over me. And I'm like, yo, pero es que no me oyen. And then you said, you were like, oh, email. And I'm like, yo, pero yo estoy aquí. And then I'm looking at my phone, and I'm like,
yo, she was the ghost of the show.
I'm just like, ¿y qué es lo que está pasando aquí? Porque yo estoy aquí.
Oh, you heard the whole conversation.
Yes. And I'm sitting here talking and replying, and I'm like, pero es que no me oyen, ¿o qué?
I send you the shit again. I'm like, well, she left? What happened?
I'm like, yo, pero yo estoy aquí, and I see, and I'm like, oh, she's here, Drew's here, yo estoy aquí, and I'm like, ¿y yo dónde estoy? Explícame.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about myself. I'm like, yo, pero es que no me oye. And then you, when you said Mel, what happened? I'm like, what? I was officially the ghost of this show, guys.
The ghost.
But now they got me fucked up with the Rugrats, though. But Angelica was a spawn of Satan, bro. Like,
that was me.
She was fucking crazy. Her doll, yo, every time she used to whip out her doll, I'm like, bro, can you hide that shit? Because she's scary.
Yeah, she is scary.
I'm like, I don't know. Mm-mm, girl.
Yo, you should put a wig on that.
I'm about to be like, ya pon la calva entonces, porque diablo, de los tres flecos que tú le dejaste.
You got
me fucked up, bro. I'm like, damn, how you sleep with that girl in your bed, bro? I wake up, me da un infarto ahí mismo.
Her fucking toy.
Nah, but another rumor about the Rugrats that the twins, the mom was a gay single mom, and that's why the twins always were, they were always dressed the same. And I'm just like, diablo también hasta eso. She can't just be a fucking single mom, bro.
Shut up. Why she gotta just be gay, man?
I know.
I think we all kind of got the picture of the way she dresses and talks.
Yeah. But I'm like, damn, y'all just trying to fucking pin on her a whole bunch of shit. She a single mom, and she gay, and she got two kids. She's struggling. Like, she damn, let a bitch live. She was still prospering,
yo,
though.
But when they grew up, they were fly as hell.
Girl, I said the same thing. I said, whoop.
I'm like,
the glow up was like, real.
I was like, Tommy.
Dije, espérate.
Espérate, like, now we talking. We could talk now. Like,
no, pero hasta Chucky también, digo yo, diablo.
Yo, Chucky was fly. That man was...
I said, excuse me, hold on. Yo te di a saltar cuna porque Rugrats estaban, mira.
Yo.
I'm like, wait a second. Hold on, Chucky.
I love the fucking movie that they, the one that Rugrats they were in the Paris? Forest. Was in the Paris?
No.
It was in the forest. When they got, like, lost in the forest.
Oh, I think that's the first one.
Yo, I cried because Tommy wanted to tell her so bad, but everything was going bad. And I'm like...
It's the same thing when they were in Paris. Everything for Chucky was going horrendous. That I'm like, damn, yo, why y'all picking on Chucky for?
I cried for Chucky. I was like, it's okay, boy. It's okay. You got this.
No, y él cayéndose en pedazo con la lágrima cayéndole de la cara y nadie le importaba un culo.
I would have smacked everyone in there.
Poor Chucky.
Right.
What's another one, guys? Disney got me all the way fucked up with their sexual subliminal messages. I'm like, oh, y'all just trying to traumatize everybody now.
Oh, yeah. All of them.
All of the movies have sexual subliminal messages. In The Lion King, when Simba and Mufasa were laying in the grass looking at the stars, they were high as hell. And there was a message in the stars. I'm like, bro, are you serious?
That was me.
Bro, huh?
That would have been me, mm-hmm. though.
And then The Little Mermaid, DK, every time, if you realize every time Poseidon comes up to the surface, that it's like mad foamy and shit. they were saying, they were like, oh yeah, it's his sperm and he's like getting everyone pregnant and that's why there's so many mer people. I'm like, so I'm like, yo, so Poseidon is just, you know,
jerking it off everywhere.
Exactly. And reproducing his reproducing the city. Like, what?
He got that power.
I'm like, yo, pero que falta de respeto. I'm like, yo, y'all trying
la limpia tu vaina, coño.
I'm like, yo, y'all trying to fuck up this the Disney classics over here.
Right.
What was another one?
Apparently Ursula was his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I heard that one too.
I'm like, señor, you must have dated her with blindfold. Porque dime. Yeah, and both of them. The sister and
the
Ursula.
Sister and her.
I'm like, diablo, con blindfold.
Estaba de bondadoso el tipo.
Ciego.
No, ciego era lo mínimo.
Nah, because I remember I have the yo, es tan viejo. I have the VCR VC.
Yo, me too.
Yo, I used to watch that shit every day.
I have the VCR and I versions have the one, too, girl.
And I have the one where she has her daughter Melody.
Oh, Melody, yeah.
Yo. I used to be so mad. I'm like, yo, Evria, why are you so salty about the sea? You were born there, bitch.
Yo, that ass, because she replaced her fin for 2 feet for this nigga. That's why.
I'm like, yo, why is she doing that?
Niggas
I would rather be in the
tripping.
Fucking ocean.
She was tripping
not
over
now
a nigga.
Because it's polluted, but tu sabes.
I was about to be like, not the ocean's out here, honey. you go into the ocean, you come out with an extra arm and 3 legs and 4 toes. Of
extra
me correcting. 4 extra toes because wow. No, y también yo. Next thing you know, tú sales y te apagan la luz and you start glowing green.
That's a fucking shit though.
Glow in the dark.
Yo, dead ass. Be like, guys, I don't need no black light. I'm the black light, bitch.
In these waters.
Yo, dead ass. Vas a mirar, oh, tú quieres estar como yo? Ven. Vamos a darte un baño rapidito, ven.
Oh,
y tú vas a ver mañana, tú vas a estar brillando, shine bright like a motherfucking diamond. Yeah, a polluted diamond. Niggas gonna be fucked up.
Nah, but I used to be mad when she was like, you can't go to the ocean. Like, shut the fuck up, you was born there.
I'm about to be like, excuse me, you were there all your life before you started tripping over a nigga that you didn't even know.
Right. And he fell in love with you because of your voice.
Exactly. Telling you, niggas ain't shit.
Nah, but you know what's my song though?
Go ahead.
The crab.
Under the sea.
That was my shit though.
Sebastian low key is a popping ass wingman, bro. You gotta give it to him.
Yo, he is.
You gotta give it to him.
He's like, I'm going to die because of this. I'm going to help you.
Nine that when they sitting in the boat and then he serenades them like kiss digger. Go ahead, Sebastian. You could come and sing to me.
Ew. No.
We're a fucking mess, bro.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious though.
Childhood memories.
Getting fucked up.
Dead ass. Oh, another Disney one. What? You so Finding Nemo. Nemo really never lived. So it was all his dad's hallucination.
Oh yeah, I know
I
that.
Heard that. I yeah. started crying. I'm like, yo, why you gotta fuck up my dream? Like, let him
yo,
find
ass.
Nemo.
I'm like, yo, the fact that we got all the way to Finding Dory, I'm like, bruh. So y'all just trying to crush my hopes and dreams at this point?
Yo, Finding Dory is my shit. I love Dory.
Finding Dory got me fucked up.
Just keep swimming.
Dory got me fucked up. And then in the first one.
Fish are friends, not food.
And then you see the fucking skeleton of the fish come out the shark's mouth like, Diablo, man, ni para reposar, no diste tiempo. Te lo tragaste de una.
And the fact that they went to the school and everybody was like terrified.
Yo, seriously.
And then, yo, the father's like, yo, what's up?
and she just, and the little octopus, she just, all her ink,
she just pooped her pants.
Like, like, I'm sorry.
Yo, this is too funny.
I cannot. What's another one, guys?
Yo, my favorite one, the turtle.
What's up, dude?
Give me no.
Oh yeah, he sounded like he was high.
He is high.
Oh shit!
I'm about to be like, what were you eating, sir?
Run.
And his son Squirt.
Hey, dude. Yo, they were so cute.
I'm like, Squirt.
Oh, when Dory was like, I can speak whale. I was like, damn.
I was dead. I'm like, yo, Dory.
You speak languages, man.
I'm like, damn, Dory. So you a whole nother species now? What's going on here?
She's bilingual. God,
that's
she's mad funny.
She bilingual.
Yo, dead ass. Well, imagine next movie, she's gonna be talking to the dolphins.
Are they even making a new movie?
I don't think so. No, actually, they said that they were gonna do another Finding Dory, but Nemo
was found.
No, Nemo lo mandaron al diablo porque Finding Dory estaba Nemo.
I think he was getting a little bit annoyed at her because, yeah, I don't know. Well, I found, like, bitch, shut the fuck up. You went through all that to be bitching at Dory.
Yo, dead ass. You could have been fucking fish food, bro. Or you could have died.
Right.
With the dentist niece looking like a fucking demon with her braces. Cause yo, she got me. Yo, when she came on the screen, because I watched Finding Nemo in theater when it first came out. Yo, she got mad close. I said, damn, y'all had to zoom in her face mad disrespectfully like that on you. And then she's like,
fishy. I would have played dead myself. Shit.
Yo, I've been like, mira, yeah. No, yo me tiro del tanque mejor y me caigo en el piso.
No, I'm just played dead.
She said, fishy. I'm like, damn, bitch, tap the glass any harder, bro. You gonna have all of them at your feet.
Yo, the way she blew and she shook them too.
Yo. Como que ella lo estaba lavando, era.
The way she shaked it, I was like, oh, how the fuck you don't have fish,
you're
gonna have a seafood platter, keep doing that shit.
Ella le dio daño cerebral a todo ese pescadito.
I think it's the dental office.
I'm done. They tightened her braces just a little bit too much that day. She got a little aggressive.
Way aggressive.
Dije, ven acá. Oh, tú estás muerto. Yo te voy a levantar a ti ahora mismo. Espérate.
Was it Nemo? Was it Finding Nemo? Finding Dory?
What?
Oh, it was Finding Nemo when he got into the tank and you saw the little crab. Oh, clean him up. Yee.
Oh, yeah.
Yee. Yo, it was so cute.
That crab had me cracking up. I'm like, yo, pero ¿y este tipo de dónde salió?
Limpiando.
No, porque ese tanque tenía un sucio coño que daba vergüenza.
Yo, they're smarter than me, shit. I wouldn't have figured that shit out. How we gonna get out? Yo no sé.
Dije, bueno, mijo.
They figured that shit out very quick.
It was nice knowing you, my friend. Pero aquí acabamos todito.
Tú te vas a morir con esa tipa que está allá afuera.
Dije, hoy tú te vas de aquí, pero tú no vas a durar mucho, ¿no?
Porque ni un minuto.
Esa te va a matar a ti cuando tú llegues a la casa.
Esa, con los dientes tan grandes y esas raíces.
Dije,
ella te va a hacer un sushi platter. Y no con otros pecados, contigo.
Es nada más contigo y lo que le quedaron en la casa.
¿Sí?
Oh, shit.
Yo, I was done.
What's another one, guys?
Toy Story?
I haven't heard any from Toy Story.
Yo, I heard a couple from Toy Story. And they all fucked up. First of all,
Oh, God. Here we go.
One was, if you see the toys move and talk, you have cancer. That's one. I'm like,
El Diablo. Bueno, I guess like, half of the population in the world has cancer. But...
Right, because Andy never seen the move.
Bruh.
And then I saw animation with that story.
Uh-huh.
Yo, that shit was so hilarious. Because remember the bully that was bullying Andy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Andy supposedly was watching outside and seeing that his toys were running after Sid, I think. Yeah, Sid. And then when he got older, Andy's like, I know you can talk. Say something because I saw you. Da, da, da. They wasn't saying anything. He was starting to smash all the toys.
El Diablo.
And then Woody started looking. He's like, I wanted to avoid this. But the only reason you can see us move now is because you have cancer.
El
and toque. He's like, what? I was like, the fuck is going on?
I'm about to be like, what kind of drug infested manufacturer broke you motherfuckers?
Right. And then then he's like, but I saw you guys play with Sid. He's like, did you ever wonder why Sid left? He's like, he moved. Yeah, to the fucking ground.
Oh shit.
Oh my god.
I'm dead. Y'all tried it.
Bro, they said he moved. Yes, to the fucking ground.
Yo, I was dying.
Nigga is 6 feet under.
I'm dying.
That's crazy.
That's fucking wild.
It is. Then the other one is... The entire thing is just Andy's imagination. That's why we never see... His actual face until like he's growing up.
Qué maldita loquera.
But the thing is, they gotta explain the shit with Buzz Lightyear because now he has his own movie. How'd that work?
Yeah, deadass, bro. Like,
right? How the hell he got his own movie?
Like, how y'all just trifling and said fuck you to Woody and everybody else because Buzz Lightyear ahora tiene the spot.
Right, having makes his no own sense. Spaceship and yo, he has his own doll, bro.
He has his own dog robot.
But I kind of understand why he has his own.
So you don't
basically, he has his own story. Because if you think about it, what does Woody have? He's just a fucking cowboy.
You're right.
Like you he's just a fucking cowboy. Like there's nothing. There's not like a backstory to it.
Hello.
Yo.
Yeah.
Pero ¿y qué?
Ella no puede escuchar. Algo le pasa al teléfono, le da un checho ahí.
Her phone is tweaking.
It is. Ay, coño, qué raquiña tengo yo.
Or she gonna come back and then she gonna hear us talking.
Yo, she became the ghost listener again.
Casper,
the friendly podcast ghost. Yeah, but that shit is hilarious.
Nah, that Toy Story shit. I mean, said
he wanted to like, y'all bugging. Y'all have no respect. Let me see if I have to send it again to her.
I know Disney saw that.
A mí me está encojonando esta vaina, coñazo, porque yo estaba hablando y entonces yo me fui. Yo no sé qué diablo pasó.
First of all, we heard you the whole entire time this time.
I'm like, what the fuck, yo?
Yo, you was dead as like, yo. I'm mad.
I'm sitting here and I see that my mic is on and I'm like, yo, pero y entonces ahora yo tan de mudo, soy yo la bruta o qué es lo que está pasando aquí.
I'm done. You was listening to you complain about the fucking shit.
I'm fucking done.
You even said you were the Holy Ghost again.
Yeah, porque no, yeah, so you have to put that in the fucking title. Mel was the Holy Ghost of the fucking show.
Bitch kept popping in and out como que si ella no tenía juicio. I'm fucking done, bro.
Yeah. What else? What other shows?
What other? Yeah, I was about to say, like, what else?
Do you remember the Nickelodeon show with the girl that they were like living in like the Zara, like in a van?
In a van.
In a van.
The
with the purple dog?
No.
Fucking purple dog. Espérate, Drew. What the fuck were they feeding the dog that it was purple because?
Wait, are you talking about Courage the Curly Dog?
Yeah. I love Courage.
Yeah.
It was in Cartoon Network. But that one was apparently based on an actual family who was living in the middle of nowhere. ¿Quién carajo va a vivir in the middle of fucking nowhere?
No, imagínate tú que pasa un tornado y nadie va a saber que ellos se murieron, que se jodan.
Se murió. No, pero tantas veces que se murieron. I was surprised that every episode they were alive and the house was put together.
Yeah. I'm about to be like, diablo, you got some bomb-ass contractors, bro, because you didn't have a house 5 minutes ago.
No, yo necesito ese perro. He was fucking scared as shit, but he still fixed the shit.
I'm done.
And mostly every episode, he said "fuck you" to the husband.
Exactly.
He was like, "Mario, fuck you, husband."
Yeah, dead ass. He used to sit there and just let him be like, "Bueno, you can fend for yourself, my nigga, because you're a piece of shit. Goodbye."
Right.
And he How used about to get... the
Yo,
show?
And that
Gravity
was
Falls.
Fucking strong as hell too.
Yo, seriously, I used to look at him and I'm like,
"Word,
espérate, oye."
He must have been working.
The ratio of the size of his legs and his paws, and I'm like, "Yo, but he's carrying this big bitch. Like, my nigga, where you getting this strength from?"
Right.
Like,
I'm like, what the?
What
fuck?
Are you like? What the fuck are they?
And
feeding
then
you,
in some episodes, he picked both of them up and yo,
I'm like,
"How? Cogiste ese strength, señor?
How?"
I said it. I was like, I think they're putting steroids in this nigga's food because you ain't
at this point.
You ain't about
you
to tell me.
You can't even see the paws.
Yo, three little nubs on each.
Literally,
one.
You just put like one dot, two, and three. And that's it. That's his fucking paw.
I'm sitting here and I'm like, yo, pero yo te perro.
Que yo creo que pesa más que yo.
And I'm just sitting here and I'm like, yo, él la está levantando como que si ella fuera una pluma.
And my question is, like, you see your dog pick you up, you see your dog do all of this, you're not going to ask questions?
Right.
maybe she got Alzheimer's.
Yeah, Alzheimer's, you never know.
But, like, damn. Not in the moment, like, where are you from? Like, how you pick me up, bro? Like, what you talk, like...
Cat, it's Alzheimer's, mija. Yeah, esa es la solución.
Yeah, I was Porque like,
de otra,
when I,
de otra manera, ella no va a entender.
Yo,
tampoco.
When I was looking at the show, I was like, hella confused. I'm like, so they don't ask questions?
Nope.
Like, a whole dog just saved your whole life and
Listen,
spoke to
it's
y'all.
Just, it's the same shit when it comes to them, the whole house being, mira que hasta una tabla se puede caer. And in 5 minutes within the episode, they got their whole house rebuilt. Like, damn,
I'm like,
you got contractors on deck like that?
I need those contractors ASAP. They did that shit within seconds.
Dije, espérate, tú me lo puedes prestar because you see the way my house is set up.
And then how one of the episodes, the house flew away, and then next thing you know, it's there. I'm like, diablo, ¿a dónde la encontraste?
I'm about to be like, diablo, ese tornado volvió. And returned your house in one piece? Damn.
Ni que fuera up.
Yo, dead ass. Dice con globo y todo te lo dejan. Ahí está.
Yo, whoever watched Ed and Eddie.
Oh my god.
That was used my shit.
So this was one thing that I used to stay cracking on. Because, what was his name? Jimmy? The one con la tabla?
No, yo, I really wanted to punch Jimmy sometimes because my man... Why you had a girl fighting your fucking battles, bro?
Yo, seriously, he's a punk. That's why.
You're a punk.
The one that had the plank. And I'm like, but why the plank had a hole where the mouth was. And I'm sitting here, yo con la mente más sucia, que yo no sé qué diablo. And I'm like, yo.
That glory nigga, hole.
This nigga.
I say it. It's a glory.
I say yo, pero esa tabla está cogiendo abuso porque.
Yeah, it was kind of funny how they all like, they were always arguing over a fucking jawbreaker.
I never understood that shit. I was like, yeah, until one of y'all eat it, and yo, then one of y'all gonna choke on that shit and yo, die.
I think they had like the Cartoon Network. This was when Toys R Us with the fucking with the dinosaur shit.
The giraffe.
Oh, that's it.
The dinosaur. It was like a huge ass dinosaur that would literally like walk. It would walk. It would like roar and everything. And they had like a huge Ferris wheel within the fucking store.
Oh yeah. Yo me recuerdo.
Joe, they had a session of like Cartoon Network with Ed and Eddie. Yo, they had the jawbreakers. I tasted that shit. I'm like, diablo, ¿cómo tú vas a acabar todo eso?
No.
Because regoso, it was like mad flavors within and you just got no.
Regoso que tú todavía tendrías dientes después de comértelo because.
I was like, el diablo.
You know how many people I've known that they've eaten them and they have literally cracked their teeth like without a doubt. I'm like, that's what you get for eating that shit. Ain't nobody told you to eat that shit. Now look at you. You look crooked.
That's why they say you have to, like, lick it.
Yeah, you have to suck on it until it starts shrinking.
Exactly.
But I'm about to be like, yo, but that shit be coming, like, the size of my fucking fist. How the fuck am I going to do that, bro?
Right? Every day, you should lick for a whole hour.
El diablo. Cualquiera se seca ahí.
It's like the Tootsie Roll commercial.
Fucking owl. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie?
A one, a
let's
two.
Let's find out. A one,
a two, a three.
There you go.
Nico, yo el diablo. Todavía quedaba de la paleta, zaroso. Te la tragaste antes de tiempo.
Right?
That's mad funny, bro.
Oh, Billy and Mandy.
Oh, that used to be my shit with the grit, with Grimm.
Joe, I'm like, yo, we need a Grimm like this, bro.
Yo, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love that show. Oh, my God.
Literally, my dad said, I'm Mandy. And he and I, though.
I'm about to be like, so, who Billy, though?
Andrew.
El Diablo.
Why me?
Damn, Drew, she threw you under the bus.
Because if I'm Mandy, you have to be Billy. Papi's probably Grimm.
¿Tú estás segura?
Ese pobre hombre.
Él no puede hacer mitad de la cosa que hace Grimm.
I think it's me.
Te digo yo a ti. You play half Mandy and then half Grimm. And your dad is just in the bleachers watching.
Like, my kids.
This is the series of my life with my children. Here you go. Please enjoy.
Yeah.
That's funny. What's another? Oh, Johnny Bravo, a mí me tenía al volayo.
Yo, Johnny Bravo, I wanted to smack the shit out of him and cut his
like,
hair.
I used to fight with him on the TV. And I'm like, yo, buen merecido, tú te ganaste tú esa galleta. Buen sucio.
What up, baby?
Yo, buen sucio, got it.
Yep. Fucking Johnny Bravo.
And his weird ass best friend.
Trying to be the fucking pimp daddy of the town. Like, excuse me, sir. What's going on with this body ratio of yours? Because you got me fucked up. Your hair had more volume than your fucking bottom half.
Yo, that's funny. Because it was so tight.
You skipped leg day.
He went straight to chest and hair.
Yo, seriously. I'm like, yo, so what happened to your legs? Like, you just... They forgot? Just gave up building the body from the waist down? Like, oh,
you just forgot you had feet?
Yeah, like, diablo. They did you dirty, homie.
What's another cartoon?
Gravity Falls.
I never watched that one.
Gravity Falls had like a lot of Illuminati.
Yeah.
Illuminati type of like messages.
Oh, I didn't watch that. So.
But that was in Disney. But that was recently.
Yeah, that was Disney.
Yeah, but that was recently.
Oh, it wasn't like it wasn't
5 years ago, like 6 years ago.
That's still recently.
I'm about to be like, that's recently, porque what we're talking about is like in the fucking 90s.
Right. Yeah.
Making me feel like an old crustacean over here.
You wasn't even born.
Yo, dead ass, Drew, you were a fucking embryo. Drew, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Diablo. No, yo soy, ya yo estoy maticando el agua ya.
First of all, how old are you, Mel?
27.
Well, we both the same age.
Yeah, Drew got me fucked up. He said 18. I wish I was fucking 18. When do you turn 28, Kat?
August.
Diablo. So you're first. You're in August and I'm in October.
I'm vieja.
That's okay. Como dice mi mamá, estamos maticando el agua ya.
Yo, like one of my patients, he says, es que yo estoy viviendo la vida extra.
El diablo.
I was like, damn. That killed you really quick.
That shit was funny. La vida extra. Diablo. But to be like, so what brought you back to live this extra life, mija? Because you need to give me that. You need to give me that recipe.
Right.
Because you see, the way I'm set up, I'm going to need the extra life.
What other shit? The Powerpuff Girls?
Yo, Mojo Jojo got me fucked up with them pointed ass boots because I'm like, yo, whose eyes are you trying to gouge out, bro?
The lobster, though?
Oh my god.
Where his hands all the way down?
I think Barbie shoes had better shape than his feet did.
Yo, and you know, so when I was little, you remember the mayor's wife?
Yo, que nunca le enseñaban la cara a esa maldita.
Yo, the whole time, like the first time I seen her, I literally try to look under the TV.
No.
Yo, Kat, not even gonna front. I did the same thing.
Yo,
I tried to look up into the TV like, yo, why can't I see this bitch's face? Like, is she too big? Like, am I missing a piece?
Is she too small? Like, yo, I did that shit once and I'm like, what the fuck?
Digo, yo, mira.
What happened? I'm like, she needs to take off those damn heels. ¿Está pasando la televisión?
Miran los zapatos. They needed to cut that bitch's knees.
Yo,
she needs to cut down a couple notches.
Yo, I was like, the first time I seen her, I was like, and my guy's like, ¿y qué tú estás haciendo? Like, I'm trying to look for her face.
I'm about to be like, I want to see what she looked like, because damn, if she with the mayor, then
Yo, first of all, that the mayor was short. I tell, like, a fucking
she could just
dog.
Stomp on him and he would disappear.
Yeah, I'm like, el diablo.
Esa es la que tú llamas una historia real de la Chapi Chapi.
But I want to know that love story. Like, how it came, yo, that seriously. Came to me.
Yo, what the fuck? Russia nuked, not nuked, but they sent a bomb over to Ukraine tonight.
So apparently this has been going on for like a couple of days now.
Yeah, and they finally like
Russia, like they're trying to convince Russia, but now it's like he's 100% going to do it.
Oh god.
And like they're trying to work it out, but already like the US says that they're gonna try to intervene.
Isn't that gonna get us into war then?
That's what's gonna start another war. Literally what he's doing will start another war. And it's gonna be multiple different other countries and states, continents that are going to fight against Russia, to be honest with you, because everyone's against what he's doing.
So at the end, Russia's gonna die.
Technically!
But, mira, yo estoy sorprendida that we're not gonna be the ones to fucking die next, porque all the bullshit that this one's doing.
Bro, what is Biden doing, bro? Yeah.
Estupidez, see? That's what he's doing.
I'm not gonna lie. Trump did more stuff than Biden.
Okay, here's what y'all need to understand. Trump did shit the illegal way.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Biden is going by the books because he's been in the fucking political party for the longest and knows how to away with to run it.
This is true, but then
and it's like he does. Just because he's a president, he doesn't have that much power, and that's what people need to fail to understand. He could bring it to the Congress, and the Congress and is he, the
they,
one. He's,
yeah, he still has to wait until they approve it or not.
They approve it
exactly.
Like it's that's why I keep telling people it's not his fault. He is doing what he said he's doing. It's just the Congress is making it hard for him. Yeah. While Trump did it the legal way, he said, "Fuck you, Congress. I'm gonna do what I fucking want."
Exactly, which is why we ended up with half of the problems that we have now. Pero tú sabes, Trump says fuck you and fuck everybody que te lo meta por el culo y a mí que me importa. And,
and this is like
he's sitting there with his fucking toupee volando en el aire with his orange self.
Right, and it's like a lot of people say, "Oh, what did Biden do? Why did Biden do?" I'm like, Biden is trying his fucking best. It's just he's doing everything by the book, how it's supposed to be by the constitutional law.
But since we had the dumbass that we had prior to him,
we had a more, fucking
now he has more of a mess to fix.
Right, and he's trying to fix every single thing. All the shit that he fucked up that he said, "Oh fuck you," basically separating the Mexicans families and all this.
Yep, the border.
He's
that.
Trying to fix everything.
All the problems that he started with Russia, with the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Todo eso lugares.
He's now, trying to fix it. It's just,
a este tigre le está tocando arreglarlo.
Yeah, and then now he's not doing what he's supposed to do. Like, y'all don't really know. Are y'all with him? Because
people don't see the deeper situation. They don't see the bigger picture. That's what it
like,
is.
Y'all really have to understand politics in order to be opinionated.
To be able to opinionate, yeah.
Because if you don't know, don't say nothing.
No, porque se ponen hasta nada más viendo la foto que yo ven.
Yeah, because, but he's the president. He's the most powerful this man. No, it's not. A president is just there to be a physical figure for the whole country's
state. The country itself.
But who makes the actual decisions?
It's the fucking Congress.
It's the Congress and behind everything else that we don't see.
Exactly.
Which I'm not going to mention because...
No, that's a whole other can of worms that we're not going to open right now. Hell nah.
People ain't ready for that combo.
No, we ain't.
But we got to be realistic.
I'm about to be like, is that a fucking garbage truck outside your window that I hear?
Probably.
Diablo, esa gente no le tiene respeto a nadie. A las 11 de la noche.
Yo. Oh yo. My God, the other day.
Fucking Harlem. My dad was like... Bitch.
Morning.
My dad was like... The other day, he was like... There was like a truck. It was like Tuesday. There was a fucking truck there, and then like mad cars were like beep beep at 7 o'clock in the morning. God. Yo, he's like, yo me desperté. Yo creo que yo me conté cuando yo estaba en la esquina.
Oh my God, yo, the disrespect.
I'm like, yo.
The fucking disrespect.
Yo, I would have been pissed off too, bro.
Nah, I know I woke up and I heard a loud ass boom. I'm like, oh, it's over.
Yo, the thing is, my father, since he wasn't here, he was downstairs. He's not used to it. Yo, you know the amount of beep, get the fuck out the wind.
Oh my
Early
God.
In the morning, yeah. I'd be hearing. I wake up and I'm like, oh, okay. And go back to sleep.
I'm lucky my room is towards the back. I don't hear nothing.
Yo, that should be funny. But my dad hasn't been here that long to be hearing them.
I'm like, damn, y'all. Yo, are disrespectful as hell.
I heard fireworks, I heard shootings, I heard get the fuck out my motherfucking way. You in the fucking way. Why you put the fucking car in the fucking middle of the street? People gotta fucking drive. All this shit I hear.
I'm about to be like, so tú gastando toda esta saliva and have you moved? So cállate la boca mejor.
Yo, it was like I think it was during quarantine. I was literally what was it? I was watching mad K dramas because we didn't have shit to do and we ain't going nowhere. Yo, swear to God, I heard two bitches fucking screaming. Yo, I went to that window mad quick. And she was like,
you uncultured, uncivilized swine.
Yo, the fucking shit is, she was like, you were sleeping with my man. All this shit. I was like, hey, Diablo, she was sleeping with who?
I'm about to be like, damn. I'm about to be like, y'all are miserable. Can y'all go home? Can y'all leave?
It was literally at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I'm about to, bro.
Yo, nope.
Bro, during quarantine, my freaking sleep schedule was effed up. I used to be going to school with no sleep. Kathy would see me sleeping in class and she would just be like, Hank, I said, wait now.
Yo, my shit was fucked up so bad. Like, me and Carla was so fucked up. Literally, 5 o'clock in the morning, we would be on the phone and then sleep and then wake up and I'll be hearing this bitch snoring. I'm like, yo, sleep on the fucking phone, bro?
So let me tell you something. Sometimes she would call me and then, you know, Carla, she falls asleep anywhere, bro. Mm-hmm. So once I ended up dozing off too. So my brother came into the room. And he goes, yo, what the fuck is that noise? Yo, he noticed that it was Carla. Yo, he took my phone and he clicked on her. Yo, she called back in 2.5. And she said, why'd you hang up? I said, bitch, I didn't hang up. And he goes, no, I hung up because she was snoring mad loud that I heard her from the living room. I said, oh, diablo.
Yo, Kathy, remember the shit that I recorded the other day?
Yo! So I was on the phone with this dumb bitch. And I'm like, yo, why the fuck is she snoring in my fucking ear?
Ay, Dios santo.
So I'm like, yo, Andrew, hear this shit. Andrew recorded it so bad. And I'm like, yo, you know someone recorded you. She's like, what? Someone recorded you snoring. She's like, what are you talking about? I wasn't snoring. I'm like, then who the fuck was this snoring? She's like, yo, my mom was using my phone, so I left. She was doing her paper, and then I left my headphones there. I'm like, so you left me with your snoring parents having a whole musical.
El diablo, una orquesta estaba teniendo.
Both of them.
No, nada más faltaba el Pedro que el perro a
la. Lo que faltaba fue ella. Ella la que faltaba.
Oh my god, bro.
Yo, but Andrew recorded it.
The only reason I recorded it was, bro, the only reason I recorded it because she took a picture of me when I was sleeping when we came back from watching
the fire. Yo, how in my room
after she... that day, I will never leave my door open when I'm taking a nap.
We was laying down because we woke up so early to get to see Spider-Man. So, yo, we was so fucking tired. I went to my room. I'm like, ustedes se queden ahí. Yo me voy para mi cuarto.
Oh my god.
So both of us went to my room. Andrew went to his. I think she went to the bathroom. Yo, she came in storming into my room. She's like, cat. And I'm like, what happened? She's like, yo, he looks like an angel. Oh. I'm like, who the fuck are you talking about? And then she sent me a picture. I'm like,
I'm done.
Kidding me, bro. He looks like an angel. He's so quiet when he's sleeping. I'm like, obviously he's gonna talk when he's sleeping.
Que lo que va a tener dos cuernos, dos cuernitos saliéndole de arriba.
But I'm not gonna lie, this man does talk in his sleep. When we was younger, we have like people come over. He would sleep with me. Or the other way around.
No.
Yo, I swear. This man used to laugh in the middle of the night.
Oh,
I
hell wanted to punch
him so bad.
Nope, I refuse. He would
laugh, like, literally in the middle. And I'm like, say one more time and I'm going to punch you in your face.
Do it one more time. Right in the neck.
And then he used to play with his feet. I'm like, yo, are you playing soccer or some shit, bro?
And he used to
also talk in his sleep. I don't know about now. Used to talk in his sleep, laugh in his sleep. I'm like, yo, te voy a tirar una maldita agua, coño. Sigue.
Nah, bro. What was it? I think when my brother was like, una noche, he walked in. And he fell asleep. And I'm looking. And I'm like, sometimes he be watching like movies or videos on his phone. Yo, this nigga's having a full-blown conversation. And he go, yo, pero ¿con quién tú estás hablando esta hora? And he didn't answer me. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? So prendí la luz. Prendí la luz. And I see this nigga is knocked the fuck out. Yo, I screamed so fucking loud. I called my mother. I was like, mami, come and get your fucking your son. He has a poltergeist inside him because I don't know who the fuck he was talking to, bro. He was having a whole conversation
between me and Dr. Ask Andrew. He be waking up. I be like, yo. He wakes up, has a whole full-blown conversation with me.
Fuck that.
Then minutes later, I'm like, yo, what I told you like minutes ago, he's like, what are you talking about?
Nope. Oh, uh-huh.
I'm like, what you mean, what you talking about? You yo, had a whole full-blown conversation.
Let me sit there and have a fucking conversation. Yo callaita and out of nowhere, here Drew hablando en el sueño de, mira, coño, una galleta.
No, but my thing is, he be waking up. Like, you see him, like, full wake. Nope. But his mind be sleeping, and I'm like, yo.
Fuck this.
Like, literally, I walked in one time.
You must be out of your damn mind.
But I walked in one time, opened the door, and I'm like, looking at him, and he just gets up. And I'm like, oh, okay. What happened? Joe, did you see this video? I'm like,
what video?
What video?
What?
What? He's like,
Drew, are you on crack?
And he's like, this video, I'm like, what the fuck are you saying?
I'm done.
He's just like, I'm done. Like, literally just staring at me. I'm like, go back to sleep, child. Go back to sleep. We're not gonna. No, eso fue como el otro día
que tú entraste en la habitación and he got mad cranky because he was napping. And you told him, mira, mejor cállate and go back to sleep before dije que tú le ibas a mandar la chancleta. I'm like, diablo. On top of the fact that he decides to wake up, he's getting threatened by eating una chancleta entera. Dale pa'
yo. Yo, that should be funny, though. And you ask him, like, what you mean what happened? What do you mean we had a whole conversation? What are you talking about?
He's sitting there like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. I don't know who you were talking to, but, you know.
Yo, he did that a couple of times, my dad. Goes and turns off his monitor. This man just stands up and he's like, what are you doing? And my dad like, weren't you just asleep?
I'm done.
Yo, I'd be dying. I'm like, ese hombre está durmiendo.
Oh my god.
I just tell him like, Andrew, ya cuídate. Just go to sleep. And then he's like, oh. And then knocks. I'm like,
what? See, yo me imagino. And then he wakes up tomorrow with no fucking recollection.
Right. I'll be telling him. One day, you won't pop up and I'm going to be popping your face.
Yo, dead ass. What was it? One day my brother came to the room and I knocked out, so I'm napping. And you know how sometimes you could feel when someone's watching you? O que tan cerca. Mm-hmm. Yo, I open my eye mad slowly and I see this nigga staring at me. I say, yo, you get any closer, you would have had my fist in your fucking throat, my nigga. You don't creep up on people like that. And he's like, no, I was just checking to see if you were still breathing. Breathing? Tú no ves que yo el pecho mío se está subiendo y bajando. Obvio que yo estoy respirando. Yo, my nigga. The bullshit that happens in this household is fucking foul. I swear to God.
You telling me?
No, y'all need a fucking reality TV show, y ya. Porque ustedes, con ustedes, oh my god, no.
I am weak.
Y'all need a whole fucking reality TV show with your dad singing Encanto en la sala, contigo singing Korean shit, and Drew in the room regañando a todo el mundo y gritando to the top of his lungs playing his game. That's what that sounds like. And then everybody comes together in the center. And then the miraculous question, Kat, ¿tú vas a cocinar hoy? I'm done.
That shit would be hilarious.
The Chronicles of Living with Kat and Drew.
We had like a YouTube channel like that.
That'd be funny though, because I guarantee you, y'all be on some shit. I'm like, yo, I'm still not letting go of the fact that your father didn't eat until like 11 p.m. And I'm sitting here like, I still think about that starving. Shit. I still think about starving. That shit. And I sit there and I'm like laughing. I'm like, bro, pero ese hombre debió de estar mirando estrella, pajarito, pollito, caballito, de todo, yo, del hambre que tenía él.
All right, give me one second.
Yeah.
Now that day was funny.
Nah, that day I couldn't stop laughing. I was just like, Diablo, el pobre hombre debe tener un mareo.
Like, man, well, was screaming, tengo hambre.
Y todo el mundo se quedó callado. Oh my God. I can't. But the cat goes, no, that's normal. He eats at this time. Diablo. Pero bastante tarde que come el hombre.
He ate today. He ate at like 10, yeah, like 9, like 9-ish, 10-ish.
No, pero coño. He must be like accustomed to eating at these times, because Lord, that means he eats lunch fucking blue.
He eats lunch at 12 in the afternoon.
Diablo. And then he waits until dinner time to a comer esa hora. Jesus Christ, Drew.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it, but he does.
That's my question. I don't know how he does it either. Lord, that is some crazy shit. Because, wow. So, how was your day, Drew?
It was good. Today felt good today. I'm not going outside.
Yeah, it felt like a whole spring day. Y mañana, Elsa's going to be blowing cold air up everyone's ass, and then everybody's going to get un catarro del diablo. Watch.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I went outside with shorts today. I was chilling.
Oh, pero tú, you know what? He said, my legs need to cut a little bit of sunlight. Let me strut them out for a little bit.
Because yeah, I had to buy the guandulas for my dad for my cousin's grandmother to cook for him. And I went. I was talking to myself.
Go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, why? What happened?
No, because I was trying to figure out my headphones.
Digo yo no, pero qué falta de respeto fue eso.
Yo, I was trying to figure out my headphones.
Bro. I'm like, Drew was in the middle of a whole sentence, and I'm like, ¿y Drew dónde se fue?
He was flying.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I went out with shorts today. Yeah.
Joy, it was beautiful today.
It was, but then I'm telling Drew that this weather got everybody done fucked up and sick because everybody was outside strutting their stuff today, and tomorrow Elsa's going to be blowing cold-ass air up everyone's ass. Like,
yo, how I saw this girl with a whole summer dress on. I'm like,
oh, nah. Yeah, ahí se pasó. Weather, bro.
I mean, I went out with shorts and a sweater.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is with shorts is that guys wear basketball shorts. They wear the sweat shorts. Like, so it's like, it's fine. But for a girl to wear a sundress, like, girl, you know you in fucking in the middle of goddamn February, almost practically in March. What is you doing?
Summer.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I'm about to say. Nah, yo, God, you know who moves a lot while sleeping? That nigga, Anthony.
Oh.
Because I woke up in the middle of the night. I almost fell off my own bed.
El Diablo.
Because he's basically like, he's so accustomed to like, fighting for his own territory with Amiri, his little brother, because they be fighting over the space. And then I have to call his nigga, yo, Anthony, move, goddammit.
I mean, like, that's how you get kicked in the fucking throat, because you ain't about to make me fall off the bed, bro.
That's what I said. I've been sleeping good because I don't got to share a bed.
Yo, seriously.
I can't share a bed.
Nuh-uh. And I can only share a bed if it's like a king size, like California bed. Yeah, if not, yeah. Ni eso. Yeah. Échate pa allá.
It gotta be a huge ass bed.
Like, to the point where it's like, I'm in Timbuktu and you're in fucking Europe.
Yo, you know, New York is lifting the
mask mandate. Yeah.
Oh,
after that. Yo, seriously, here the schools are lifting it. I'm like, you know, kids are nasty little fuckers. I don't know why y'all doing that, but okay. Watch them numbers skyrocket high again.
Watch this time. They're not going to say nothing. They're going to just let that shit happen.
Yeah, they're just going to let that shit happen in the fucking, and everybody's going to start croaking. Watch. Down everything.
Croaking. Yep. And then they gonna fucking close school again, lock down. Yep,
we gonna have a whole repeat of 2020, 2.0.
2022. I mean, we'll see. 2022,
2022.0. It's on me, Drew. It's fucking crazy, I tell you.
Here, rumbling outside, Andrew.
Seriously, bro.
That rumbling's about to happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell no.
I'm about to play that fucking Attack on Titan.
I'm about to be like, y'all are rude. Why are you doing this at this time?
I'm in my space. Let the zombie apocalypse start when I already have my BJ supplies in my house.
Yo, seriously, bro. She's like, para que yo no tenga que salir, gracias.
Yo, and I'm not gonna lie, I have a generator on Amazon that I'm gonna buy.
El Diablo también.
What? Oh, and then she's waiting to break the coffee machine to get a new one.
I'm done.
She literally came in me and my dad's room and she's like, something happened to the coffee machine. Nothing literally happened, but I know she's planning on to break that shit to get that new one.
To get the new one? Diablo
Cat. We asked her, yo, you got in a car? She said, yeah.
Cat, tú si eres algo, mija, tú sabías.
It's electronic and it has iced coffee.
You is a whole mess. And
espresso, I need that. Nah, you could break it.
Oh, now you need it. Yo.
Oye, ya van. Let's see how this goes.
¿Y qué pasó con el café? I don't know.
I ain't do it. All you hear is the door ring and there's another iced coffee.
Oh, God.
What? Did you do this? Yo. No, fue el fantasma del teléfono que lo ordenó.
I'm dead.
¿Y qué fantasma? Probably gonna be just like that. ¿Y qué fantasma que está hablando? Radical. Uh-uh.
That's
you don't work tomorrow, right?
No.
Oh, that's why you're up.
Yeah, cat está libre. So she can sit there and do whatever the hell she wants.
Well, you got me fucked up.
Quisiera yo, coño.
And then I work Friday.
You work this Saturday or no?
Yeah, I work this Saturday.
I feel like Kat is the only one that fucking works Saturdays at her job, bro.
Yeah, I think so.
It's abuse.
I think it was until 12:30, though. Mm-hmm. And then I have the rest. Nah. I'm gonna fucking try to call out.
When?
For Monday.
Why? Why? Why?
Because everyone wants to take a day off. Yo. Request it off. And I'm here.
Y que se la tragué la tierra jodiéndose en el trabajo.
Oh, Kathy sound like Theo me. I'm like his worker. So they always have like a Thursday day off. And they always have to take off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So they have a 3-day weekend or something like that.
Guess what? I'm about to be like, I request Monday off.
The camino me joda.
And then they be having like two sick days, right? That they could only use. And then Tio Me is like, pero ustedes usaron como 18 este año. ¿Qué pasa? and then he goes, right? He goes and then they be like, oh, he has one more. Huh?
I'm done.
Every single time we talk, he has one more. So guess what? Yo también.
That shit is funny as hell. De que ustedes usaron como 18 y nada más le dan 2. Obvio que no son 2 porque si ya yo tengo 18.
And it's the company is like the he said the company is bad over there.
That shit was funny.
Like the I think it was like the last time me and my dad was with him, he said they paid him overtime without him even doing overtime. He just said, okay, free money.
I'm about to be like, damn right, give me this check. You can't take it back, homie. You deposited it. Thank you. Para que no me venga a mí con una vaina, ¿no?
Oh, God, you heard I'm not going to say it on thing.
What?
About the thing with Evelyn.
With who?
With Evelyn.
Oh, no, you tell me that later.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
That's why I didn't want to say it.
Dike, that's not podcast. That's not to be said on the podcast. Yes.
Too much too personal.
Bullshit. That's
exclusive.
Dike, that is only within VIP jurisdiction. Thank you. Goodbye. Meaning within the four walls of this household.
I don't think we have four walls. We have more than one.
Well, let's not get technical, Cap, because if we're going to start counting balls,
we're going to be here forever.
We're going to be here for fucking forever. Dike, wait a second. There's a curve here. Do we count this one too? Mira, cállate y sigue contando.
One half or a half or a quarter.
I'm about to be like, is it a whole wall or half a wall? Decisions.
Puede ser una maldita caja, eh? Yo, because I've seen like apartments, how they do it on check, like how they like make them on TikTok from real estate. I've been like, how the fuck you decided to do this? The only thing that pops in my head is the fucking TikTok boy that says, "Yo hice matemáticas."
Mira, muchacha, yo me quedo mirando alguna vez, like, bro, what is going on here? Like, please, someone tell me. Or let me understand.
It can just make no sense. Seriously. Are the one that literally the kitchen was... Half of the kitchen was literally right at the front of the door.
El diablo.
What the fuck? In order for you to go to the bathroom, you had to go to bedroom number one.
What?
I'm about to be like, bathroom, you had to go to bedroom number three.
I'm about to be like, excuse me.
And the living room was all the way past... Well, the bedrooms and bathrooms.
I'm about to be like, excuse me. I don't know who made this shit, but y'all got me fucked up.
I'm like, first of all, yo. So you gonna be in the living room all the way down there screaming the fuck shit. Yo, no termina el popcorn. Yo, I swear.
I'm done.
Nah.
But we won't end this right here.
All right, guys. Until next time.
Until next time.
Bye, guys.
Oh, yeah, there's two parts to this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew's talking his ass off, and I'm just clicky.
Yeah, no, and then me being the fucking Holy Ghost of the goddamn conversation, popping in and out like 4 times. Yo no puedo.
Adios,
señores.
Bye.
Bye.